Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Zayin, the lachos of three suddos on Shabbos. We're learning Siman Beis. Chayyodim Adam, a person is chayyav lipsoya b'chol suddos Shabbos. A person has a chayyav when he eats suddos Shabbos to break bread on two shleimim lechem mishnah, two shleimim. And he says, afilo oichol harbe pamim. The person eats more than three meals. The person has a fourth meal. Person has a fifth meal. A person is very hungry, and they're having multiple suddos over Shabbos in very different situations. So the person has a chiyuv even by the extra meals that he adds. Al beis kikras shleimus zeicher laman. That the Gemara says there's a chiyuv to eat the lechem mishnah. This is at the Rabbanon. Zeicher laman. The man was given a double portion for Shabbos. So zeicher laman, we have a double chalas for Shabbos. The chiyuv liktu lechem mishnah. They gathered a double portion of bread. So the person has a chiyuv to therefore have two shleimim, two chalas for that purpose. In a scenario where a person does not have shleimim, and he's taking pieces of bread, which a person, whatever reason, there's no shleimim available, so he's taking a slice of bread. There's a mile of taking two slices of bread. Again, it's some type of a remez to the concept of lechem mishnah. Regards to the bracha is said on two, but it's sufficient if a person only breaks one of them open and eats one of them. He doesn't cut both of them open, but the bracha is said on two of them. Now, however, there is an opinion that says that part of the way you're mekayim lechem mishnah is by opening both of them the same way you are supposed to. The main thing is not saying a bracha on both of them. The main thing is eating a double portion. So eating from two chalas is like eating a double portion. So your person is betzeya from cuts both chalas at that time. This is the opinion of the Gra. And those who follow the Gra cut both chalas. But the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that it's sufficient to cut one of them. As long as the bracha is set on two, it's sufficient to cut one of them. When a person is going to follow the opinion of cutting one, which one should you cut? So arguably the normal halacha is that you should cut the one which is closer to you because of the concept of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, which we've spoken about before. You have a mitzvah in front of you, you should take and use that and not pass by. So the challah which is higher up is the one which is closer to you. That is the one that one should cut. However, Al Pi Kabbalah, on Friday night, there is a mile of cutting the lower challah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to address this issue, if a person is going to be cutting from the lower challah, he should hold the lower challah closer to himself and the upper challah further away, as opposed to putting them one directly on top of the other, assuming they say they're both the same size. So putting one directly on top of the other, so that they're even, he should hold the upper challah further away, the lower challah closer to him. So even though he's cutting from the lower one, it's not even very nala mitzvahs by cutting the lower one. So by Friday night, the person cuts the lower one, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that one only cuts one challah. And then by Shabbos day, he cuts the upper one. On Yom Tov, both by night and by day, not on Friday night, but on Yom Tov, which falls out during the weekdays, so both Yom Tov night and Yom Tov day, one cuts the upper challah. There's a din of lechem mishnah on Yom Tov as well, because the moon did not fall on Yom Tov, so there's a din of lechem mishnah on Yom Tov as well. And again, the one should cut the upper one because of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So the only scenario where a person is told to cut the lower one is Friday night, and that'll be true if Friday night is Yom Tov as well. Since it's Friday night, one should cut the lower challah. And again, if a person follows the minhag to cut both, then does not seem to be a hakpada, whether one's closer, one's further. A person cuts both of them and then eats from the upper one, which is the closer one to the person at that point in time. Now, the Chayyadim gives a practical eitzim. He says, if you know, cutting both challahs is expensive. Be makbid al hutzah, it's making large challahs and cutting both of them, so you end up, you need multiple challahs for Shabbos. So he says you can make some large and some small. You don't have to make them all the same size. They don't have to be equal in size in that regard. Fascinating, Gra, the Gra says, the Zohar says that a person is supposed to be Betzeya on 12 Chalas on Shabbos. That's why you've heard of that some Rebbes have 12 Chalas, etc. The Gra is of the opinion that the Zohar and the Gemara, the Halacha, never argue, and there's some way to explain one or the other that they should be saying the same thing. So he says, if you picture Chalas, that's, you know, like a long, narrow challah, like we make them, and you have two of them Friday night, two of them Shabbos day, and two of them Mishal Shunas, and you cut both of them, you end up with 12 sections. You have six challahs, two by each meal times three meals, is six challahs. You cut them in half, you end up with 12 pieces of challah. That's the Yubei's challahs that the Zohar is referring to, according to the Gra. And that's his support, based on the Hebrew, has a Gemara based, a Gemara, Brachos, which supports that you cut both, and then Yibre says, and that's Shat Nazir as well. So, a person, according to the Gra, a person will cut both Chalas. Have a good day.